This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the Tuesday extravaganza. Yes, Jennifer, it's the 31st of July. Tomorrow will be the 1st of August, the 1st of the 8th month. So that means we have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and it's over!
I'm done with you.
Okay.
I'm breaking up with you.
Very sweet, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here.
Life fly by.
Kara Schillen is here. Well, life is, we're just a fleeting moment. And the, old soap opera? The hour, the sands of time
like
or whatever.
Sands through the hourglass.
Yes.
These are the days.
The days of our lives. Well, this is just one day in our life and a day in your life on the DJV program. Jennifer has an updated transiting, focus here as we check the trending traveling news.
Well, now the pressure's on.
Yes, it is.
LeBron James is trending, and that is not because of his basketball skills or his production company or moving to the Lakers. Oh, no. He went on TV, he went on Don Lemon's show on CNN on Monday night and criticized the president really hugely, accusing him of trying to divide the country by using sports as his focal point. He said that Trump created a wedge by capitalizing on the controversy surrounding former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem. He accused the president of dividing us, and he said what he's noticed over the last few months, he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us. And that's something that I can't relate to because I know that sport was the first time I ever was around someone white and I got the opportunity to see them and learn about them and they got an opportunity to learn about me. We became good friends. He continued that sports has never been something that divides people. It always has been something that brings someone together. What I would say to LeBron James is that it used to be that the flag brought people together. And now that seems to not be the case because some of these people in sports are using it as an opportunity to protest instead of using their platform for something that it would be, you know, a really good topic of conversation. Instead, we use it and people feel that they're sort of disgracing the flag, and I think that becomes a bit problematic. So I don't know if that's Trump's fault. Surely he's the one that's been pointing it out.
Well, there is this continuing focus. I don't know that much about LeBron James. No, he's a good basketball player. No, he comes from Cleveland. No, he was a big success when he was a youngster, and his son is following in his footsteps. All that having been said, I don't know, but I can guess after listening to that where his politics are. And that once again, here we have another person. You can say Trump does the same thing, and maybe he does, that looks to solidify their base, their supporters, instead of bringing everybody together. It's a, this is our side, that's their side, and where do we come together? And there's probably no better example of that, Jennifer, taking away from the focus on Washington and moving to Chicago, where the city and its police union are on the warpath. The city of Chicago is trying to reform the police department. God knows it needs it. Look at the mess. The city has no real protection. The Chicago Police Department is an outrage. And the city's police union is not happy with what's going on. The superintendent of the police, the attorney general for the state, and the mayor, that four-flushing phony Rahm Emanuel, all have put a plan together that includes proposals requiring police to issue verbal warnings before using force, to provide life-saving support after the use of force, and to issue reports on use of force incidents every month. More paperwork, more BS, and, oh, gee, I'm sorry I shot you, is what they say. I hope you'll be okay. I didn't mean to shoot you. You know, that's what this sounds like to me. The police union says the plan is politically motivated, duh, and illegal and invalid. NBC News has reported the union's a bit worried about the reforms. because they say it'll make it harder for police to do their job, could even make them hesitant to draw their weapons when their own lives are in danger. See, that's it. Everybody's got guns. Everybody wants to. Everybody's angry. Hot summer. Let's shoot it up. I think it's interesting because this sort of dialogue is going on in a lot of big cities, actually, because the police departments in these big cities are a mess. You don't have to look any further, Kara, than your hometown of Baltimore to see what a complete mess. The police department is in disarray. There's no leadership. The mayor is a boob. And so the police department and all of the other, you have to wonder what's going on in the city. I can see it in my town of Framingham. The mayor's a boob here. The police department has been a mess for years, and nobody knows, nobody wants to. They all know how to fix it, but they don't want to. They don't have the political pooch. Because it'll affect certain people who supported the mayor. It requires some actual thinking and some work and to go to actually think out of the box. How do you figure out? The mayor wants to bring in, the mayor in our community is black, a black woman. She was elected last year, and she's a nice lady, smart lady, but a horrible mayor. And she had no business. She has no, well, I mean, she had a business of running because she wanted to run, but she doesn't know what she's doing. The city is in shambles. Worse off, we changed government because we wanted to fix a lot of the problems. Problems are worse. A lot of the same people that have been creating the problems for years are still in their job because she doesn't know how to go find new people. And in the meantime, the police department is a mess, so she has said that she wants to bring in a woman of color to run the police department here. A woman from Cambridge who's the assistant or deputy superintendent. She wants diversity, bring in a black police chief. The only problem is the police, this woman is not qualified. She hasn't been through a vetting process. She hasn't gone through, well, normally when you do something like this, you bring in a consultant and they help you decide to see what's around. There are plenty of police consultants that will go out and do a search and find the person best suited to do this job. Well, the mayor doesn't want to do any of that. She just wants to bring this woman in and have her take over. And the city council says, no, we're not playing that game. But in the meantime, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And the city council president says to the members, put on your boxing gloves because that's what this is going to be. Instead of working together and figuring things out, it's no, I want to do this because I'm smarter than you are. And but you have no experience. It's just this is everywhere in the country. It's the same damn thing everywhere. Big community, small community, states. It just is. And in meanwhile, you and I are spending millions of dollars in tax money, excuse me, to try to figure this out or fix it or whatever the hell it is that we're going to do, and I don't see it getting fixed right away. I don't want to depress people. I just think that there's as long as, and I think Trump partially it's not about blame. But the rhetoric is part of what the problem is. And instead of just being focused, there are problems that need to be solved that Trump is addressing and fixing, and that's good. But then you create more problems by having this sort of I'm at your throat all the time attitude that doesn't get people to want to work together.
I would say it's the reverse of what was happening before. And that's... And so the great disruptor is President Trump. He disrupted what was going on. He was there to shake things up. And so this is what people sort of elected him to do. Is it going to last beyond 4 years? Maybe not. Maybe it'll last to 8 years. But certainly there won't be another president who uses this kind of rhetoric that no one can get away with the stuff that he can get away with. But he is there for a reason right now because things were going in the wrong direction. And I think we have to address it locally. Local government should not even be partisan. We should be wanting to fix this for our communities. And but it seems that the only messaging we get is that we don't want to fix crime. We want to make it just easier for people to get away with it so we don't have to count it.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department is looking at another tax cut. What do you think of that? Have you investigated this?
Yeah, they want to do a permanent tax cut, actually, because the tax cut that was passed last year is not permanent. It only goes till, I think, 2027, because they weren't able. And it wasn't like they were trying to be sneaky about it. It's that legally you couldn't write it in the way that would make it permanent. So now they want to make this tax cut a permanent part of the law. So that's what they're working on. Also, other reductions, I think, to certain taxes, luxury taxes and that sort of thing. So
what do you think, Jennifer, of this suit that's been filed against the State Department? I don't quite understand why it's against the State Department. The idea is to prevent a company in Texas from publishing blueprints for 3D plastic guns.
Yeah, this has actually been filed by seven states, I think.
Why against the State Department? I don't understand.
Because they want to try to prevent people from printing guns at home.
What's the State Department going to do with that?
I don't know. I don't know why they get one against the State Department, but I guess because they might handle the overseeing of the federal law, perhaps. I don't know why the State Department. You'd think it would be the Department of Justice. But yeah, the way I understand it is that they want to try to crack down on people being able to do this at home. This new technology, this is where it gets really murky, because I just don't know how you're going to prevent people from doing this. If you, with technology developing as rapidly as it is, I don't know how you stop these kind of things.
I don't either. All right, here's the latest allegation. I know you all want to know how your tax dollars are put to good use. So the person in charge of human resources at FEMA is being investigated this week over allegations that he hired women that he met at bars and on dating sites.
Oh,
he wanted to hire people that would become sexual partners for male employees at FEMA. That's how they're. This is the HR person.
Right.
This is not just. You can't make this stuff up. Oh my God, these people. Where in the world? We laugh about it, but it's you
and
me.
Yeah, if you don't laugh and cry at some of this stuff.
All right. Here's something that will not make you cry. You will smile in the morning when you wake up after having a good night's rest, good night's sleep, falling asleep on your MyPillow, get a better night's rest. If you're tossing and turning and waking up more tired every day than you were the day before, then my suggestion is you do what Jennifer's done, what Victoria has done, what I have done. That is, reach out to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and buy your pillows there. Get the best night's rest. But it's very inexpensive to do this, by the way. In the current environment, you get a four-pack, the two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get it for 50% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. But there's so many more things there, like the bed. I just ordered a MyPillow bed for Daisy May. Pet beds. They have those. Use that discount DJV code. Get all kinds of savings on mattresses. You get free shipping. Become a MyPillow customer. Help yourself to sheets and pillows, pillowcases, cushions, beds, bed toppers, all the things that are there that are constantly, this is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week operation, this factory, making pillows and the things that go with them. And people that use them love them. So join the crowd. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll love these pillows, the most comfortable pillows ever. Clean up your house. You can wash them and dry them, do all that stuff. 60 days you have to like them or not. Send them back. Who else sells pillows that way? MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change after the hour here on the DJV show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Martina McBride is a guest judge tonight on America's Got Talent. She's always wanted to do this, so now she can check it off her bucket list. Guest judge. She says being on the show didn't bring out her inner Simon Cowell.
Well, that's good. We don't need more than one of those in the world.
She said, quote, "I'd say as a judge I was probably somewhere in between a Heidi and a Mel B, because this show's already been taped, so that's why she can talk about it in the past tense. But if you want to see it, help yourself. America Has Talent tonight at, I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern, isn't it, Kara? What time is
that
on?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. America's Got Talent, Martina McBride, for your listening and dancing pleasure. Moving along now, speaking of that, one of the groups that I listened to most when I was a kid, like playing as a disc jockey, the music of the Monkees. So if you're a Monkees fan, there was some pretty rough news. You remember last month when the group announced that the final four dates of their Monkees show were postponed because of Michael Nesmith suffering some kind of an unspecified health scare. TMZ reported that Nesmith collapsed during a sound check in Glenside, Pennsylvania. He stayed completely silent over the next month, but he's now broken his silence, explaining to Rolling Stone that contrary to the initial report, he didn't collapse at all. He was experiencing severe shortness of breath, caused him to rush to his cardiologist, where he was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, requiring a quadruple bypass. He said, quote, "It's taken me 4 weeks to climb out of it. Anybody ever comes to you on the street and offers you bypass surgery for free, turn him down." He's got a sense of humor about it anyway. It really hurts, he says. His, well, I think they just had sort of started this Mike and Mickey tour in June. He noticed that something was off in his body. He said, quote, I was getting weaker and weaker. I couldn't get my breath. When we got to Lake Tahoe and then the high altitude of Denver, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't breathe. It was agonizing. So he was trying to get through the dates, set up a chair off stage with an oxygen tank and a mask. Imagine having to live that way. He said it got so bad, he had to go to the emergency room in Chicago and then in Philly. In both cases, they said, look, you got a problem here, pal. We don't have what it takes here to work on it, so you need to get it taken care of, and that's why he had the operation. So, continuing good luck, good wishes, good thoughts, so that they can continue. But it's the music of the Monkees is just kind of neat, frankly. A lot of it, you can listen. Crank this up a little bit, Kara.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
That one of the classic Monkees tunes. I'm a believer. I'm not your stepping stone. Daydream Believer is my favorite of all the Monkees songs. Great stuff. All right, let's get one more story in here, Kara, as we have time for Lollapalooza. Chicago's Lollapalooza, following up what we were talking about before, the police in Chicago, not exactly the greatest in the country. And so the folks who are putting on Lollapalooza, the music festival there, are concerned. Bruno Mars, Jack White, Arctic Monkeys headlining this four-day event. The Chicago Trib reports today that upgrades include more police officers, new bag restrictions, screening at entrances. The festival starts Thursday of this week. Police superintendent told reporters there were no known threats, but it comes after Stephen Paddock, remember, killing those 58 people at the Country Music Festival in Las Vegas. So since then, all these outdoor venues have been very, very, very closely watched. The Lollapalooza has rooms. People have rooms overlooking the venue. And so they now they have the SWAT teams there. Imagine, how can you enjoy going to a concert with that stuff all around? I don't even begin to imagine how you can enjoy that. It's 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. He was expected to be the head of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles at some point in the future. But Englishman Mike Manley is now settling into the role early after the deterioration of the health of Sergio Marchionne. Manley, 54, has been one of Marchionne's close collaborators at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and in the previous role had responsibilities for product planning and sales activities outside North America. He has been head of the Jeep brand since 2009 and Ram truck brand since 2015. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do believe that they will probably end up wanting to meet This time, President Trump says he's willing to meet with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, even though the two leaders were having a tweet feud just a few days ago.
And I'm ready to meet anytime they want to. And I don't do that from strength or from weakness. I think it's an appropriate thing to do.
Following the president's words yesterday, Iranian officials have issued a statement this morning saying they have no interest in meeting with President Trump anytime soon. Eight states in the District of Columbia now suing to stop a plan for 3D-printed guns to be made available online. The federal government last week reaching a settlement to allow a Texas company and presumably others to put such plans for the weapons up for download. Now these attorneys general have filed the suit asking to block public access. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now 34 after the hour, a special treat. Well, it's always a treat when Jack Stockwell is around. Jack, for those of you who are not familiar with him, a Good Day Health contributor for many years, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's one of only 27 board-certified NUCA doctors in the entire world. He and I have been exchanging, I was going to say fluids, but that doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
Mental fluids for years and years and years. And speaking of mental, I wanted to have you weigh in on the continuing controversy. I guess that's what it is here. Looking around this week, I see another brain disorder linked to football, one to hockey. Former Ohio State linebacker Joshua Perry, who is with the Seattle Seahawks, announces this week he's retiring from football. He's only 24 years old, but he's had at least six documented concussions. And he basically says, I don't want the rest of my life to be ruined by football. I have enjoyed the game, loved playing. I think he's pretty good at it from what I understand. But he says, I want to be able to have the conversation about what's next in my life. But I won't do that. He's worried about being able to live his life at his home in Central Ohio. So he's won. This is a general warning, I guess, Jack, something that we have talked about. I've been talking about on this program for years, frankly, and I say proudly, I was the first person on the air, whether sports talk radio or general talk radio, to ever devote any time talking about this because of my own experience getting a brain scan and talking to the people at this company, Seriscan, in Denver, that has profiled the brains of thousands of hockey players, football players, and that's the standard for judging what's going on in your brain, looking at their brains. And because of the increased risk of brain disorders, there's a real, especially we get into the fall, and youngsters who want to play hockey or football at their high school or college, this is bad business. And so here in Boston, the University, Boston University School of Medicine, they have completed a study that found contact sports participants face an increased risk of Lewy body disease, which triggers Parkinson's and triggers dementia. So this CTE develops into all kinds of other things. They've researched 694 brains, 290 of them former athletes, some of them alive, some of them dead. Of the group that were athletes, 81% had CTE, 54% had Lewy body disease. So with that information, why in the name of heavens would you encourage, I say this all the time, any father or mother who encourages their youngster to play football or hockey is an irresponsible parent.
Well,
how much more information do you need?
Well, two things. Massive ignorance on the part of parents who push their children into this kind of stuff. And I'm going to include soccer. Especially for soccer coaches that teach a pre-pubertal child to do headers. But before I do anything more here, I just want you to know we have an incredible traumatic brain injury protocol at our website at ForbiddenDoctor.com because we deal with traumatic brain injuries in our clinic all the time, either from sports.
Jack has a clinic in Salt Lake City where he has all kinds of very interesting things going on. Nuka chiropractors work on the whole body, but the basic focus is the neck, for those of you who don't know that. And you also are a GAPS practitioner. You and your wife, Mary, run this clinic. And so that covers everything, inside and outside the body. Anyway,
Now, go ahead. You know that the body is constantly replacing cells all the time.
Yep.
The cells that line the inside of your mouth, that line the walls of the gut, are replaced within a matter of hours to a matter of just a few days. You know, if you burn your tongue with some hot drink or something, the next morning it's just fine. But there are some cells that don't turn over very fast, especially nerve cells and the cortex of the brain. Now, the first concussion is bad enough. But when a concussion occurs, and like I said, with car accidents and such, we deal with that a lot. There's some dietary things we'd get people on right away to start speeding up the healing of nerve tissue. The problem with competitive sports is repeated concussions, where a concussion will occur in the same area of the outer lining of the brain that a previous concussion had occurred that hasn't healed yet. Now, if you can imagine, you know, we used to trade slugs in junior high and high school. You'd come up to one of your buddies and pound him in the shoulder or the upper arm. And imagine somebody doing that to you every single day over a period of time. What's going to happen to those muscles? Even though those muscles are going to be repairing themselves, brain tissue doesn't heal that fast. Mm-hmm. And when you get enough of a brain injury, and you know very well, there's not just one area of the brain that does this or that. Our communicative skills involve several parts of the brain. Our ability to look and interpret what we're looking at, or hearing, involves different parts of the brain that work together. If one of those becomes repeatedly damaged, that's when we look at somebody and say, oh my gosh, what happened to him? Well, he's an outside linebacker, and he has been pummeled enough times now that things aren't working well. The football player you mentioned there is a very wise fellow at that early of an age.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of NFL players. I know one in particular who is related to a patient of mine at 32 years old is sitting in a wheelchair wearing Depends.
Yeah.
And he played for the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers, at 32 years old.
You can't deny this stuff anymore. You just can't. And so, again, I focus my I think that as far as football players, when you sign a contract and you know what you're getting into, that's one thing. But youngsters who are encouraged by their parents to go play football, there are plenty of great sports, baseball, track and field. They all involve some kind of danger. There's no question about it, because any activity that your body is engaged in can ultimately lead to some challenge. But it's not the same kind of challenge. Having a bad knee or a bad hip or a bad ankle isn't the same as having a bad brain. You just, you know, you can't function, obviously, without your brain.
Well, we are, you know, we are our brain. You can get a new liver. You can get new kidneys. You can get new lungs. There's all kinds of transplants that take place. But the real you, especially up in the prefrontal cortex, where you consciously exist, we can't replace that kind of stuff. And when that stuff gets interrupted, when that stuff gets damaged repeatedly with these kinds of concussions, life is over with. Even though the other parts of your brain that keep you alive are working well, and you'll live for several more decades.
The involuntary stuff.
With half a brain. Exactly. Yeah. The involuntary stuff.
It's called brainus interruptus, I think. Isn't that the technical medical term for it? Brainus interruptus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what you're putting into your body. Supplementation is important. We say that all the time. And many of the supplements that we talk about in this program come out of serious medical research. Thus is the case with Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill when you compare it to the size of the kind of horse pills that you get in fish oil, and things that come like that are huge. And this thing is just a small pill. Has omega 3 and krill oil in it, plus CoQ10 for energy. The krill oil is there to help you make sure your joints are comfortable, you have the right lubrication, work with a Bursa. Joint comfort, lubrication, that's what the krill oil is about. And the cardiovascular health that comes, the benefits of having fish oil in your routine, been documented 100 million times. Together, Krill Omega 50 Plus with the CoQ10 is something that will help you. There's no debate about this. It's just pure and pure, through and through, beneficial to you all over your body. So let's get you a free bottle. What do you think of that idea? Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is yours for the asking at 800-355-1493. That number again, 800-355-1493. You're going to ask for the free bottle of Krill Omega 50 that Doug Steffen is talking about. It's fish oil and krill oil put together. It's free for you at 800-355-1493. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping, a couple, $3 or $4, that's it. So get your free bottle. Feel how it makes your body different. It will, and it does. Get on the board, wagon right now. 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's your free bottle.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. We all know somebody that likes to collect things. Cuckoo clocks, snow globes, or maybe random items that could be useful or seen as valuable. But when does collecting become hoarding? When it affects your daily functioning?
When an actual living space becomes functionally impaired, so it cannot be used for its intended purpose. So we think of a kitchen, and if the clutter is getting in the way, piling up on the counters, across the stove.
Psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says another sign of hoarding disorder is functional impairment with the individual.
And this can happen with breakdown in social relationships, inability to sustain a job, go into work.
Dr. Sawchuk says it can be a very challenging problem to overcome because the person may not recognize that there's an issue. That's why it often takes the involvement of family and friends to make a difference. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here to take care of your body. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that he and his wife work very diligently on, is a very helpful place for you to go if you're looking for alternatives. That's the best way I can describe what goes on at ForbiddenDoctor.com is it offers all kinds of alternative approaches to taking care of yourself. There are always podcasts there. There's one there now called Infertility, Miscarriage, and Heart Muscle Weakness. Put them all together. It's just a great resource. So that's there for your using, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You had one more comment. I want to talk about Demi Lovato for a minute with you.
Sure.
But you had one other comment about the problems with the cranium.
Yeah, well, the problem when you have repeated injuries to an area of the body, the immune system eventually becomes very alive to that source of damage inside the body, especially with repeated concussions, and an autoimmunity begins. Now, we know, 60, 70 years ago, they did not believe the body could attack itself. Now we have over 80 autoimmune specialties out there.
Mm-hmm.
But when the brain produces what are called autoantibodies, in other words, the antibodies are now attacking not some invading virus. They are attacking your own tissue because your body sees this damaged tissue as part of the problem. And so without a whole lot of deep thinking, it goes after your own tissue. It can attack your lungs. It can attack your liver. It can attack your kidneys. Sadly enough, it can do the same thing with the brain, where you can have an autoimmune attack against the brain. And once that starts, I mean, it's all downhill after that.
All right. Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about people who are overdosing still. Demi Lovato is a very popular singer. She's still in the hospital after she suffered complications because she apparently overdosed. The news media say that she's doing well. Then another one says she's not doing well. She's expected to make a full recovery, yada, yada, yada. In terms of treating yourself and getting into these problems, what is there about the body? This is a complicated question. You only got 60 seconds to answer it. What is there about the body that sort of attracts you to things like this, to drugs that make you crazy or
here's continue? Where we go right back to the gut, Doug.
Yeah.
Because of weaknesses in the gut and things getting through the gut wall into the bloodstream will trigger these kinds of dependencies. Not just the psychological dependency, but the kind of dependency that chemicals that are in our overly processed food get through the gut wall, get into the bloodstream, and start triggering certain reactions inside the brain that just as much as an empty stomach and hunger will drive you for food. these kinds of effects upon the chemicals and the neurotransmitters of the brain will drive you for something that will satisfy that craving and that hunger. And a lot of recreational drugs end up being the answer, and people get into this cycle they simply can't get out of, and then they get some bad stuff,
yeah,
like Lovato, and the next thing you know, they're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, no, that's it. She was at some party for one of her dancers or something, and you know, all kind of, who knows what was getting passed around. So word to the wise, no. Just say no. I remember that. 10 before the hour here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For movie news, movie moments, Chuck Curry is here. This is music from Harry Potter. We're going to have another Harry Potter party. Good, Doug. Another Harry Potter movie.
There's a new Harry Potter spin-off film coming out in the next
is there?
2 months. Yeah, well, like, she did Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them, the sequel to that film is coming out. But anyway, J.K. Rowling, who created and wrote the Harry Potter films, books, which the film is based on, turns 52 years old. Well, wow. 53 years old today. It's good estimated life. She makes around $95 million a year off this property.
Not a pretty bad good deal, Chucker.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad
where
deal
can
at
we
all.
Get, where can we get that deal?
I can sell ice cream on our farm.
True.
Or I could become a Mark Hamill lookalike. What do you think of that? Huh? You can become Darth Vader. I'll become Mark Hamill. All right, let's get to this story about the new Charlie's Angels. There have been three different facets. If you go back to the television years, Farrah Fawcett, Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and then in the movies, Lucy Liu, Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore. There were a couple of those movies. And now there's one that's being produced with people that nobody knows. Why? I guess would be my question. Why would you?
Well, that's not completely true. Kristen Stewart, who was the star of the Twilight movies, is going to star in yet another incarnation of Charlie's Angels on the big screen. I got a question for you on the TV show. Who was your favorite angel?
That would have been a toss-up between actually all three. Farrah Fawcett, I kind of like for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Jackson has aged well. Jacqueline Smith. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I like Cheryl Ladd, actually.
Yes, well, she was the one who replaced one of them. I think she replaced Jacqueline Smith. I think that's the case. What was Charlie's last name? Want to do some trivia?
It's a good question. I don't know. What is it?
Townsend. How about
that? Did not know that.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Who played
it?
Who is Charlie? The first time around.
John Forsythe.
Right. And then wasn't Bill Murray, Charlie, in the other ones that had...
He was in the first one and did not come back for the sequel. They got, I believe Bernie Mac came back as Charlie in the sequel.
Right.
Bill Murray was tough on that set. He had, it was very well known, his feud with Lucy Liu on that first film. And so he didn't come back for the sequel.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. Lucasfilm confirming Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill in Star Wars Episode 9.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, Mark Hamill, I'm making the assumption he's going to come back as some sort of ghost in the film. And then Carrie Fisher, they're going to use footage that they had on the cutting room floor that was not used in the prior installment. Somehow they're going to fit it into this one. I don't know how that's going to do for some sort of conclusion to a character. That seems like a tough fit, but I think it's good news that she'll appear in the final installment. One other bit of news that I just read, TV news, 20th Century Fox Television is going to come up with a 24 prequel, which is going to have Jack Bauer in his origin story, which means that Keith Sutherland will not appear. They'll hire a new young actor to play Bauer.
No. Jack Bauer has to be Jack Bauer.
No.
They'll bring in some kid to play him.
They will.
Nah, I don't like that idea.
I'm still waiting. We both love the series 24. I'm still waiting for the fact that Jack Bauer ended the last episode when they brought that back as a 10-part series. It ends on a cliffhanger. He gets taken to a foreign prison, and it leaves the viewer up in the air. I want to see the resolution to that. I have no interest, really. And if a prequel's my work for Godfather 2 and Mamma Mia 2, but I don't think it's going to work for 24.
Nah.
I don't think people are interested in seeing a series of 24.
They want Jack. They want Kiefer Sutherland to come back.
Yeah.
But now he's the designated Survivor show is over. It's a good time for them to bring it back again. What's the matter with those people, Chucker? Who do we have to call?
I'll get his agent on the phone. But from what I hear, that they were in negotiations to bring Designated Survivor back to Netflix. I don't know what's happened to that, whether that has materialized or not, but I'd love to see him come back and do 24.
Yeah. Well, Designated Survivor was a good show, too, I thought, in many different ways. I was looking at some of the people who are going to be in this next Star Wars. Billy Dee Williams comes back.
Very cool.
Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, John Boyega, all of these. I think we can either bring them all together. I think it'll be a great, really a great episode, frankly. All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.